McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Despite all of the attention and resources that the United States and other countries have put into counterterrorism efforts, Sunday's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida, shows the threat from individual actors remains and is particularly difficult for governments to fight. There are no indications at this point that the Orlando shooter had a direct connection to the Islamic State. FBI Director James Comey said Monday the agency believes he was radicalized through the internet. 29-year-old Omar Siddiqui Mateen killed 49 people and wounded 53 others when he opened fire at the Pulse nightclub armed with a semi-automatic rifle. After a three-hour standoff, heavily armed police tactical units raided the club and shot Mateen to death. France's President François Hollande Tuesday denounced the stabbing death of two police officials outside Paris as the country hosts the Euro 2016 football championship. Lisa Bryant reports a suspect claimed allegiance to the Islamic State group and had a record of radicalism.
Speaking at an international meeting in Paris Tuesday, French President François Hollande called the murders of two police officials just hours before as incontestably a terrorist act.
À la fois parce que son auteur, qui a été neutralisé grâce à l'assaut des forces de sécurité,
he said the assailant had wanted to be known as a terrorist, and the organization to which he claimed allegiance had itself claimed responsibility for the act. He said the international community must act together to fight terrorism. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News. UN Human